It's the 29th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Lloyds Bank building on Bedford's High Street now has a new owner, Bedford Borough Council. The property was purchased for close to £1.4 million and is seen as necessary to the town centre's redevelopment. Councillor Henry Van is disagreeing with the purchase, commented that buying this building is a huge and expensive purchase. Even worse, it appears as though the council is paying far above what it's worth. Councillor Lucy Bywater said, Bedford residents need money spending on vital services, not vanity schemes. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton defended the decision, saying it was part of a broader strategic vision to revitalise Bedford High Street and that our budget for this acquisition was allocated specifically for community investment, meaning essential services remain fully funded. The fatality in the Cleat Hill gas explosion has been named as 85-year-old Paul Swales. An elderly woman who was also in the house remains in a critical condition at an area hospital. Plans have been submitted to turn the former Club Cabana nightclub building on Bedford's Mill Street into a hotel. The property was originally built as a chapel in 1774. A previous proposal to turn the building into 23 residential units was denied back in August of this year. If approved, developers plan to install additional windows and doors and expand the central, more modern part of the structure. Market Square in Biggleswade will host their Christmas fair on the 29th of November. Christmas tree lights will also be illuminated on the day. The family-friendly event begins at noon and concludes at 9 p.m. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.